Great on LBC. Britain is traditionally regarded, or we regard ourselves as a nation of animal lovers. And I think we hate to see abuse of animals, whether they're pet animals in our homes or whether it's animals in, for example, Africa. Well, you may have read over the last few years an investigation that Lord Ashcroft has been undertaking into effectively the captive bred lion industry in South Africa. Well, he's now written a book about it called Unfair Game, and he joins me now. Michael, very good evening to you. As I say, you've written about this in newspapers before, and you've been on my programme talking about it before. Why have you written a book about it now?
Well, nice to be on, Ian, but let me be clear that South Africa is a country I love. But a few years ago, I heard about lion farming from conservationists and experts I met, and I couldn't believe what I was told, so I decided to find out more. And when I realized the scale of this scandal, and that there were 12,000 captive-born lions and only 3,000 wild lions, I launched an undercover investigation, which I wrote about in the Mail on Sunday last year. Once it was finished, I launched another undercover investigation to go deeper into this murky world, because I knew it was the only way to expose the truth. And full details of both these investigations are in my book, Unfair Game.
So how do you do an undercover investigation? I mean, it sounds quite dangerous in some ways.
Well, Ian, these operations were dangerous. They took place over many months, and lion farming is linked to international crime networks and the billion-dollar black market in wildlife. So I had to assemble a team of people who are brave and experienced, and they mainly had military backgrounds, and most of them were ex-special forces.
And what drives this industry of lion farming? I mean, presumably they're bred because they're then released and people kill them. I guess that's what happens. I mean, are we to blame as sort of foreign tourists for driving this industry?
Well, lion farming is a four-stage process. As cubs, they're taken from their mothers and used as tourist magnets. When older, they entertain tourists on lion walking excursions. So tourists pay to see these animals, and this is the cash that fuels the enterprise. And later, the lions are shot in a canned hunt. Now, that's a hunt in an enclosed space from which a lion can't escape. Or they're slaughtered for their bones, which are sold in Asian wildlife markets.
You see, I can't get my head around the mentality of anybody who could derive any pleasure from killing an animal, particularly in a confined space. I mean, we talk about sort of pheasant shooting in this country, but I mean, the pheasants at least have a chance to escape. I mean, whatever you think about that. But these animals do not have a chance to escape. How can anyone derive pleasure from that?
Well, that's an interesting question. This isn't game hunting in the traditional sense, where someone might spend days or even weeks pursuing a wildlife or a lion or something like this. This is more like ordering a hamburger at a fast food restaurant. People pay thousands to shoot these animals, which are semi-tame, and which they have ordered off the internet, where they're advertised for sale for so-called hunters to shoot them. And funnily enough, not funnily enough, but to one side in the book, I quote a psychologist who specializes in the psychopathetic personality. And he told me he sees very strong parallels between serial killers and canned hunters. It's fascinating stuff, but sad.
Well, it is sad, but you can kind of see the link in some ways. I mean, and where are these people coming from? I assume they're not generally from South Africa. Is it Russians, Americans? Who is it that are the main customers of these places?
Well, they come from all over the world, and often a typical is that they go onto the internet, often with password protection that are given to them by the people that market these, and up comes a whole display of lions with the prices. And then they pay for the lion, They go to South Africa. They go to one of these remote farms. They go to the lodge there. They meet the farmer. And then on the due day, this lion, often sedated beforehand to get it in position, is put into an enclosed space. And then in comes the so-called hunter. And of course, these are tame lions, so they don't often sense or fear danger until it's too late. And sometimes the lions walk up to the hunters. And then the hunters, with powerful rifles, shoot the animals and then go for the trophy shot, where they stand behind the animal with their gun, with a big smile, sometimes with their thumbs up. And for me, these are despicable people who have fun in killing a majestic animal and pay for it. And there is no conservation value here at all. This is a small group of farmers in the northwest province of really of South Africa who are breeding these lions in inhumane conditions, and these lions are born to be used for cash, for their bones to be sent to the Far East for so-called medicinal purposes, and South Africa doesn't gain from this. This is a cash business. And many of the Africans that work on these farms are on minimum wage anyway. And so the whole of the transportation of these lions, they're brought up in inhumane conditions. So, Ian...
And is it legal? Is it legal?
Sadly, what is legal is that 800 skeletons are allowed to leave South Africa. But significantly more are smuggled out. So the first stage is for South Africa to ban the export of these bones, to which many scientists believe one day will be the source of another corona-type pandemic, because they're full of various disease and toxins and so on and so forth. And then secondly, these farms have to be shut down as soon as possible.
And I can imagine the South African government, when you first wrote about this, was none too impressed. What reaction have you had from the South African authorities?
Well, one of the most shocking things about this undercover operation was that when it ended, my team took their findings to a senior police officer, which is not named in the Mail on Sunday, but is named in my book, who specialises in wildlife issues. And they tried to give him a dossier containing all the evidence that they'd collected. Not only did he not read the evidence file they gave him, but having rejected it, he also threatened to put them in prison. And so the book exposes the truth. And I'm afraid it shows Brand South Africa has a serious problem. The tourism industry will be hit long term if they don't sort this out. And of course, I take no pleasure in saying that.
Well, no, because I know you spent a lot of time in South Africa over the years, and as you said at the beginning, that you're a great fan of the country. But final question, are you going to publish the book in South Africa?
Yes, it is being published in South Africa, the United States and Canada initially. And I hope, and I will be distributing copies of it to the president and other senior members of the South African government. And already it's being taken up by the South African press.
Well, it's absolutely horrific what you've uncovered. And it makes for a difficult read in places for those of us who love animals. But it's absolutely right that you've exposed this industry for what it is. And thank you very much for talking to us. That's Lord Ashcroft. The book is called Unfair Game, an expose of South Africa's captive bred lion industry, $14.99. And it's published by Bite Back. And just for clarity, I have no relationship with Bite Back anymore. So I have no interest to declare.